Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We start with a look at the weather. The yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms still in place over the Mpumalanga escarpment. After last night's heavy rain in places, Gauteng can expect more scattered showers and thundershowers. Isolated showers and thundershowers also forecast. That's for the central and western parts of Limpopo and parts of the northwest. Pretoria today up to 30 degrees, Joburg 28, Mbombela and Polokwane 29, Emalahleni 26 and Rustenburg up to 27 degrees.
Please note, in Pretoria on Paul Kruger Street, there is flooding at the low-lying bridge. Please approach the area with caution.
The Western Cape Anti-Gang Unit and Crime Intelligence Officers seized 26 firearms and arrested 2 suspects in Bellville in Cape Town yesterday. Drugs were also found on the scene. The weapons included AK-47 rifles, 2 assault rifles, 9mm pistols, 3 Uzi guns, 4 shotguns, 2 revolvers and 6 M26 grenades. The bust came as security experts and Interpol met in Pretoria to tackle transnational organised crime. And China has filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization against the U.S. over President Donald Trump's tariff increases on Chinese goods. Beijing is accusing Washington of seriously violating 2 rules and undermining the foundation of the China-U.S. economic and trade cooperation. And with that, looking at our business minute.
Trump is making friends as he goes. I mean, there was something similar said by Trudeau.
Yes.
From Canada.
He did not mince his words.
But more about that coming up.
Let's look at this first. Rand has strengthened against the US dollar amidst volatility in world markets following the implementation of those US tariffs imposed on Canada, China and Mexico. The greenback fell to a 3-month low yesterday as concerns mount about slowing growth in the world's largest economy and the possibility that tariffs could lead to higher inflation. On the domestic front, the news that the economy grew by 0.6% in 2024, lower than the 0.7% in 2023, that was despite fewer load-shedding days last year. And Asian markets were mostly up this morning as investors weighed bullish growth targets announced by China. Global stocks had tumbled yesterday after China, Mexico and Canada hit back at US tariffs, and fears are growing that Europe could be President Donald Trump's next target. A dollar this morning at 18.49, a euro 19.61, pound 23.62, gold at $2,910.91 per fine ounce, and oil somewhat recovered after falling to below $70 per barrel. This after OPEC Plus confirmed plans to hike oil output from next month amid pressure from Trump to lower prices. Oil this morning at $70.71 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija D'Souza. More news at 7.
Well, big cricket underway at the ICC Champions Trophy. Virat Kohli scoring an imperious 84 to lead India to a 4-wicket victory in that match against Australia and Dubai yesterday. And that books their place in Sunday's final, which will be played in Dubai rather than Lahore because of their decision not to travel to Pakistan. The Proteas, they take on New Zealand today in the second semi-final in Lahore and have received a major boost after Aidan Markram passed his fitness test at training yesterday. Themba Bavuma has also recovered from his illness, and he says his team are keeping calm ahead of what is a pretty big clash at the Gaddafi Stadium.
Yes, it's important, but we definitely won't be blowing it out of proportion. It's a semi-final. We want to play our best cricket.
Hugo Bruges has named a preliminary Bafana Bafana squad for this month's World Cup qualifiers against Lesotho and Benin, and among the notable inclusions are Tsego Fatso Mabasa, midfielder Jaden Adams and Percy Dow. Stellenbosch FC made to work for a 1-0 win over Maruma Gallants in the Betway Premiership yesterday. At the FNB, Kaizer Chiefs bounced back with the same scoreline over Magesi FC, and plenty of Champions League action as well last night. Wins for Arsenal, who hammered PSV 7-1, Real Madrid 2-1 winners over Atletico. Dortmund and Lille played out a 1-1 draw.